Introduction to the Epistles of the New Testament. Following the story told in the four Gospels and in the book of Acts is a series of letters written primarily to newly formed churches. Preserved for our benefit too, they are included in the New Testament. The apostles nourished the believers in these young churches through letters that were circulated and read to encourage right thinking about God, themselves, and others. The apostle Paul wrote the first 13 of these letters, starting with a letter to followers of Jesus who lived in Rome. Introduction to the Epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Romans. The book of Romans was a letter sent to the young church in Rome. The apostle Paul wrote the letter, never having been there, but he looked forward to visiting. Others who had come to faith in Christ founded the church. This letter was likely written in AD 57 from the city of Corinth in Greece. This important letter is the most formal of Paul's letters. He writes like a skilled lawyer presenting the case for God's plan of salvation. The church in Rome desperately needed Paul's teaching since they had not previously received instruction from an apostle. Romans is the most comprehensive, systematic statement of Christian faith in the Bible. It explains the gospel in basic terms, yet its message is so profound that it can be pondered for a lifetime. Romans deals with many important theological themes: sin, salvation, grace, faith, righteousness, justification, sanctification, redemption, death, and resurrection. Paul shows that Israel, though presently in a state of unbelief, has a place in God's sovereign redemptive plan. The letter concludes with an appeal to its readers to work out their Christian faith in practical ways, both in the church and in the world. None of Paul's other letters state so profoundly the content of the gospel and its implications for both the present and the future. Remember as you listen that Paul eventually did go to Rome. He went there as a prisoner of the Roman government, where he was eventually executed. Paul's faithfulness to the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ and to the people whom he so dearly loved eventually cost him his life. But now, because of Paul's words and commitment, we too can know how we may have peace with God and receive eternal life.